your smartphone.
Part of the KM Group.
KMFM, it's 1 o'clock, the latest now with Joanna Earle.
A former FIFA vice president has threatened to release evidence linking Sepp Blatter to the organisation's corruption scandal. Matt has more for KMFM.
He says he fears for his life, but Jack Warner was at a rally in Trinidad to protest his innocence.
Blatter didn't give me any bribe.
And he claims to have an avalanche of documents, even implicating the outgoing chief.
I have been there for 30 consecutive years. I was a heartbeat away from Blatter.
Another former executive, Chuck Blazers, confessed that he and others took kickbacks for years. The issue was raised in Parliament too this morning.
This whole saga becomes more murky and distasteful by the day.
Culture Secretary John Whittingdale's even suggested England could host the 2022 World Cup if it's taken away from Qatar.
This is KMFM News.
A man has appeared in court charged with the attempted murder of his grandmother and her sister in Faversham. The victims, who were aged 75 and 68, were discovered at a property on Fostal Road on Sunday with stab wounds. 29-year-old Lincoln Payne, who currently lives in Sittingbourne, is also accused of robbery and theft. He's been remanded in custody until the 19th of June. A father and son from Dartford, who were charged in connection with the Hatton Garden jewellery heist, are due in court via video link later. 76-year-old Brian Reader and Paul, who's 50, were arrested at an address on Dartford Road last month. They're among eight men accused of being involved in the robbery in London's jewellery quarter over the Easter weekend.
KMFM News.
Hundreds of Kent-based Gurkhas are now set to be ready to be deployed anywhere in the world after joining a new brigade. Members of the 2nd Battalion Royal Gurkha Rifles in Folkestone have taken part in a ceremony to mark the joining the Air Assault Brigade. Part of the ceremony will involve the troops exchanging their green berets for maroon ones, as Captain Kasiman Limbu explains.
Only personnel who completed parachute combat training, past personnel were allowed to wear maroon beret, but at this time that has changed to open to everyone.
It's part of events taking place as they celebrate 200 years of service to the British Crown. One of the four teenagers seriously injured in a roller coaster crash at Alton Towers has tweeted that he's overwhelmed at the response. Joe Pugh was on the Smiler ride when two carriages smashed into one another on Tuesday. The theme park is closed again today as the health and safety executive investigates. A month-long campaign's underway in Kent to try and stop us becoming victims of cybercrime. Trading Standards bosses in the county are offering advice after stats revealed 60% of small businesses in the UK reported a cyber breach last year. We're being told to look out for dodgy websites and not share passwords. Mark Rolfe is Trading Standards Manager at KCC.
Keep an eye on emails that are coming in. If you're at all concerned about an email that you're coming in thinking that, is that really from my bank? Don't respond to it. Ring your bank and ask them if they've sent you an email. They'll soon tell you. Banks never ask for the security information up front.
And one in seven of all albums sold around the world are by UK acts. The figures from the BPI, the trade body that represents UK record labels, show nearly 14% of global sales were from British acts. Gennaro Costello is from the organisation. He says some big names are doing really well.
Sam Smith, who had a million-selling album in the States and was in the top 10 there, which is incredible. Ed Sheeran, of course, who of all the British artists had the biggest selling album around the world. One Direction, who just keeps selling, you know, and they keep going on and getting bigger and bigger.
KMFM Sport.
With Dyno Plumbing, for all your home emergency plumbing needs. Visit dynoplumbingkent.co.uk.
Cricket in Middlesex can narrow the gap on South Group leaders Kent in the T20 Blast tonight. With more on that and the rest of the sport this lunchtime, here's Rona.
Well, it all depends if Middlesex can beat Hampshire, who can also move to within 2 points of the leaders with victory. The Spitfires are back in action tomorrow against Gloucestershire at Beckenham. Football, and Liverpool have agreed to sign James Milner, whose contract is coming to an end at Manchester City. The England midfielder will move to Anfield on a free transfer on the 1st of July, subject to a medical. He'll be an experienced replacement for departing captain Steven Gerrard, who's leaving for LA Galaxy. Meantime, Gillingham have parted company with the manager of their women's team. Despite leading the side to victory in the Kent Women's Cup, Simon Ratcliffe will be leaving Priestfield following a disappointing season in the league. Gillingham's academy manager Darren Hare is going to take over. And it's women's semi-final day at the French Open tennis. Anna Ivanovic plays Lucy Safarova, followed by the match between Serena Williams and Tomasz Baczynski. Andy Murray faces Novak Djokovic in the last four tomorrow.
That's the latest. You can also keep up to date on your smartphone, tablet and PC with kentonline.co.uk.